right, here's today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Transcity Rail on Wednesday, the 6th of March, 2024. HS2's latest tunnel boring machine, named Elizabeth after Birmingham philanthropist Dame Elizabeth Cadbury, has begun excavating the second bore of the Bromford Tunnel. The 3.5-mile tunnel will be a key part of the high-speed rail network connecting Birmingham to several other major UK cities. Elizabeth follows its companion TBM Mary Ann, which started digging the first tunnel bore in June 2023. Both machines will operate for 16 months, working 24/7 to complete their respective sections. The project involves around 450 people and offers local employment opportunities, including 9 apprenticeships in tunnelling. Additionally, the excavated material, totaling 1.87 million tonnes, will be reused for nearby HS2 construction sites, minimising environmental impact. The Transpennine Route Upgrade has reaffirmed its commitment to harnessing local talent as it celebrates National Careers Week. Professionals from the TRU attended the Kirklees College Skills and Apprenticeships Fair in Dewsbury, an event organised in partnership with local MP Mark Eastwood. The TRU sustainability strategy aims to create 4,000 new roles and safeguard a further 4,000 during the route's construction. Another key goal is to ensure that 60% of the project's workforce are employed within 25 miles of the route and 80% to be within 40 miles. The government's Transport Committee has today scrutinised the East-West Rail project. Rail Minister Hugh Merriman was joined by Project Chief Executive Beth West and officials from the Department for Transport to make a case for the project, as well as how objectives were considered as it was given the green light. This follows a report from the National Audit Office that found that the government isn't clear about how benefits will be delivered, as well as how it aligns with other plans for growth within the region. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.